Today's daf is Erev and daf Tezayin. We started just yesterday, right after the Mishnah, we started discussing the sugya of Paritz Ka'omid, and that's the first major topic of our daf, is we're going to try to bring four rayas, and it's going to take us for most of the daf to bring the four rayas in the Machlokas Amoraim, whether when you have a fence that's exactly 50% closed and 50% breached, it's 50% Paritz, 50% Omid, or Omid and Paritz, whether that's a valid Mechitza or not, and we're going to, again, bring actually five rayas, if I recall correctly, five rayas back and forth to try to show which shita is correct. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to discuss walls that are made out of a series of either vertical poles or horizontal poles that are each placed within three tvachim of each other, and we're going to quote four opinions about when such walls may be kosher. Then the Gemara is going to suggest three possible explanations of a question that Rav Hamnuna asks about a wall that's made up of only horizontal parts, and then the daf is going to conclude by pointing out a seeming contradiction in the opinions of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi bir Rabbi Yehuda about when inferior mechitzas are acceptable, and it's going to answer both contradictions with one idea. But let's get into the sugya of Paritz Ka'omid first. That's the first major sugya. So again, we'll pick it up from right after the Mishnah. Itmar Paritz Ka'omid Rav Papa Mutar Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua Amar Aser. Fundamental Machlokas Rav Papa and Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua, when you have exactly 50% wall, 50% Paritz, is that considered a kosher mechitza or not? So Rav Papa Amar Mutar Hachi Agami Rachman Al Moshe Lo Tifrot Ruba. Rav Papa says it's Mutar because you have to remember that mechitza Sarah Lech Al Moshe Misinai. So it all depends on the exact language of the halacha Moshe Misinai. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu express this halacha to Moshe Rabbeinu? So if the expression was that lo tifrot ruba, that a mechitza is kosher as long as you don't have rov of it being parutz, so then it makes sense that as long as it's not rov parutz, if it's 50% parutz, that would be fine. Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua Amar Aser Hachi Agamri Rachman Al Moshe Gador Ruba, that no, the language of the halacha Moshe Misinai was that you need most of it to be built, you need most of it to be amud, and therefore, if it's 50% amud, 50% parutz, then it's going to be a problem. So that's what Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua says to Asir. So now the Gemara starts with the rayas. Raya number one: Tnan v'lo yu pirtzos yiseros ala binyan. You can't have more pirtzos than binyan. What does that imply? Haki binyan mutter. That if the pirtzos and the binyan were the same, if they equaled each other, then it would be mutter. So you see, it's a raya to Rav Papa that it's mutter. Says Gemara lo. No, don't make that deal that had it been the same, that it would be mutter. Ela'ima im binyan yeser ala pirtza mutter. The deal you should make is if it were the reverse, it would be mutter. If there was more binyan than pirtza, then it would be mutter. Aval kibinyan mai? What would the din be if it was kibinyan? If it was 50% 50-50? Asr, then it would taka be asr, like Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua. Says Frek the Gemara, Ihachi, Lisni lo yuhu pirtzos kibinyan. So then why doesn't it say that you shouldn't have pirtzos like the binyan? Why does it say you shouldn't have pirtzos more than the binyan? If Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua was really right, it should have said lo yuhu pirtzos kibinyan, that you shouldn't even have the amount of pirtzos that equal the binyan, that even 50-50 would be problematic. Why doesn't it say that? So says Gemara, kasha, it's taka kasha, Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua, not a tiyufta, but a kasha, meaning it's a diuk, but it's not explicit in the brisa against him. It's just that it would have been more, it fits it, it's a little more meduyuk according to Rav Papa than it is according to Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua, so therefore we leave it as kasha, not a tiyufta. So we'll have to see if there are other rayas that point in other directions. That's why the search continues for more rayas, because it's not an absolute tiyufta. So Tashma says Gemara raya number two. Hamakara sukasu b'shvudin o baruchas hamita. If a person covers up his sukkah with spits or with bed poles, in just poles he uses to cover up his sukkah that are not kosher for schach. So these are kelim, or they're made out of things that are not gedulah min haaretz. So these are different things that are not kosher for schach. So im yesh revach b'neim kamosan kshera. If you leave the amount of space in between them that equals the amount of space that these items that are possible for schach take up, and you fill that empty space with schach, so then it's going to be kosher. So what do you see? It's 50% covered with, let's say, metal poles, and 50% covered with schach, and we say that that's kosher. Now when it comes to a sukkah, we often think of the walls of the sukkah as having to follow dine mechitza, and that's true. The walls of the sukkah do have to follow dine mechitza, but the schach also has to follow dine mechitza. A lot of the halachas of the schach are just halachas of mechitza. Schach just happens to have tzvei dinim. Schach has to have dine mechitza, plus dinei schach. For instance, the fact that it has to be gedulah min haaretz is not a din mechitza. Mechitza could be anything. Mechitza could be made out of metal. Mechitza could be made out of behemoths. It could be made out of anything. Schach has to, as a din, that has to be not mekabel tumah, and it has to be gedulah min haaretz. That's a din in schach. But the fact that there's lavud on the schach, that's not a din in schach. That's a din in mechitza. Now you have a halachas in schach that sound like dinim in mechitza, like avir al pnei kulo, the idea that you can't have a stretch of airspace that goes from one end all the way to the other end, even when it's less than lavud. That's not a din in mechitza. That's a din in schach. So by each din you have in schach, you have to figure out what's a din in mechitza, the mechitza shabo, and what's a din in the dinei schach shabo. So when we talk about 50-50, the assumption is we're talking in dinei mechitza, that the schach has to also have dinei mechitza. And what do we see that the schach has? That if it's 50% kosher schach, 50% pasul schach, so that's the equivalent of parutz and omed in dinei mechitza, so it's going to be kosher. You see, 50-50 is kosher. So says the Gemara, hacha b'mayaskinan, kishenichnas v'yotzei. No, maybe it's not exactly 50-50. Maybe we're talking about where you put down a whole bunch of things that are not kosher for schach, and you left space in between, not only to fit not only the exact amount of space that you had taking up the exact amount of space that you used for the pasul schach, but a little extra wiggle room to be able to stick kosher schach in those areas, to be able to stick kosher schach in the space in between the pasul schach. So you left a little bit of wiggle room. So it's really like you have 51% kosher schach and 49% pasul schach. And over there, it's, everyone would agree, that's part. That's omen meruba al parts. That's more good than you have bad, and that for sure would be good. So, frankly, more of a efshal tzamtzim. But don't we assume that it's efshal tzamtzim, that it is possible to get it exactly 50-50? So why do we assume that you're leaving a little extra space? So Rabbi Ami b'ma'adif. Rabbi Ami says, no, you're purposely leaving it. Yeah, if you wanted to get it 50-50, we assume efshal tzamtzim. You could have gotten it 50-50, but we're assuming you weren't trying for that. You were ma'adif on purpose to leave yourself that little extra room. Rava amar imayinasunin arev noso shasi, shasi noso arev. Rava says, no, that you ran the schach, if you were running the pasul schach vertically, so you ran the kasher schach horizontally, or vice versa. Meaning the kasher schach rested on top of the pasul schach also. In addition to filling in all the blank space, it also rested a little bit on top of the pasul schach, and therefore it's mitzarev, and it's, you have a little more kasher schach than you do pasul schach. So even though the airspace between the pasul schach is only 50% of the space on top of your sukkah, but overall the amount of kasher schach that you have is a little bit more than the amount of pasul schach that you have on the sukkah. It's a little bit difficult to understand why that should matter, because whatever kasher schach you have that's more than 50% is resting on top of pasul schach. So the chora that you would think that wouldn't make a difference, that shouldn't count as anything. So why does that work? Okay, I didn't have a chance to look around and see if anyone discusses that, but it's a little difficult to understand. But that's how Rava seems to be saying. So Tashima Raya number 3 says the Gemara: Shiyar shechansa bebikav v'kifua begemalin v'ukfos ba'avitin b'shlifin b'kanim b'kolchos. If you have a caravan of people that stop in an open plain and they need to make a mechitzas around them. So the open plain, the bika, has a din of a karmelis. So they want to make mechitzas around them to give it a status of rishus hayachid that they should be able to carry in there. So they surround themselves with whatever they've got, whatever saddlebags and camels and every type of kli that they could find, they surround themselves with. If you look in the picture books, they have pictures of all these different kalim. Whatever they are, all these different kalim that they make mechitzas around themselves with. So metaltel betocha, they're allowed to be metaltel in the area in between. Ubelvad shelo yehi ben gamal legamal kimelo gamal uben ukaf leukaf kimelo ukaf uben avit leavit kimelo avit. As long as you don't have breaches that equal the amount of space that the mechitza itself takes up, as long as you don't have breaches in between the gamal, the same amount of space that the gamal takes up. What do you see? That if you do have the same amount of space, that it's 50-50, that that's going to be problematic, that that's going to be that that's not going to work. So this is a raya that Rav Huna bar Yehoshua is correct, that it's aser when you have 50-50. So says Gemara, Hachanami kishin nichnas v'yotze. No, that also you could answer that we're talking about a case of nichnas v'yotze. We're talking about a case where you left a little more than 50-50, and that's when it's no good. You left enough space to be able to fit something else in there, more than 50% of the of it is open, and let's say 51% is open, 49% is closed, and that's why it's no good. So that's raya number Raya number three did not work out. So far we've had three rayas, and one of them we didn't have an answer to. The one raya number one was the only one that we didn't have an answer to, and we said it sounds like a pretty strong raya against Rav Huna bar Yehoshua. Pretty strong raya that when you have 50-50 that it should taka be mutter. So, but it was from a diuk and it wasn't from something explicit. So it was. So we left it at that as a kasha, not as a tiyufta. Now raya number four. This raya is going to take us through the rest of the amud. The raya and the ensuing discussion takes us through the rest of the amud, and raya number five we're going to have right before the Mishnah on Amud Beis, on the first wide line of Amud Beis. So raya number four comes from a brisa that talks about three different cases. So Toshima, and we'll have to see which of these cases is actually the basis of the raya. So Toshima, Nimtzei Sata Omer, Shalosh Midos B'Mechitzos, that we find that there are three different Midos in Mechitzos. This is from a Mishnah Maseches Klayim, that when in Klayim, Dine Mechitza play a critical role also, because when you're separating between, there are two ways to separate between, let's say, vines that are growing and wheat that's growing to avoid the problem of Kilei Kerem. One way to separate is with space, and the other way to separate is with Mechitza. If you separate with space, you have Dalet Amos, you have Avodas HaKerem, whatever the amount of space that you need to separate the vines from the wheat, so then you don't need a fence, you just have space. The other way to separate is by making a Mechitza. Once you build a Mechitza, so then you're allowed to plant all the way up until the wall when you have a Mechitza. So we discuss halachos of Mechitza when it comes to the world of Klayim as well. So in that world of Klayim, so we discuss three Midos b'Mechitzos. Number one, Kol shu pachos mishlosha, sarich shalo yehi bein zeh lezeh shlosha, kedei shlo yizdaker agadi bebas rosh. If the amount of each board of the mechitza is less than three tvachim, so you have to make sure that the space in between the different boards that make up the mechitza is also less than three tvachim, kedei shlo yizdaker agadi bebas rosh, so that a small animal wouldn't be able to wiggle in between the two boards. You want to make sure that it's a less than three tefach airspace, so you won't be able to fit in between. Now, if I were to have asked you, why is it that it's important to have less than three tefachim of airspace in between these small boards that you set up as a mechitza? So we've been learning Erevin for 2 weeks already. So we know, it's obvious, it's a din of lovehood. It's got nothing to do with Yizdakar. Where does Yizdakar Gdib Bas Rosh come in? That has to do with the mechitza tzliya, if the animal could fit in underneath. So if you hold that lovehood is four tefachim off the ground, like if you hold love it is four tefachim, like Rav Shmuel Neil, not three tefachim, like everybody else holds. So if it's Yizdakar Gedi Bas Rosh, it's a separate psul, that it can't be a mechitza if a Gedi could get right through. But over here we have something more fundamental, that once it's three tefachim, it's no longer loved, so it's no longer closed. So this is a kasha I saw in, I was wondering, so I took a look in the Masifta, he quotes from the Mishmar Halevi. I couldn't believe that it's not asked by somebody earlier than, I don't know who the Mishmar Halevi is, but it's not a Rishon. It has to be asked by somebody earlier. How could this kasha should not come up? That why are we talking Yizdakar Gedib Bas Rosh? We should talk about Lavud. Unless you say that Yizdakar Gedib Bas Rosh is the reason for Lavud. I mean, if you assume that Lavud is three tefachim, so could... Now, clearly when you have a machlokas where the Lavud is three tefachim and Lavud is four tefachim, you're arguing about Halacha L'Moshe Misina. You're arguing about what is the din of Mechitza. But it could be that the Shita, that it's three tefachim, holds that the reason that for that Halacha L'Moshe Misina is not just the Halacha B'litam, that there three tefachim is because Yizdakar Gdi B'Bas Rosh. And anytime you have an opening of more than three tefachim, we assume that's the size of an opening that a small animal will be able to fit through. So that's the best I could come up with. But I don't know. He quotes this from this Sefer Mishmar Levi, and he doesn't give an answer. He just says he doesn't understand why he doesn't say love and why he says he's Zakar Gdib Bas Rosh. Now, what's the chiddush of this first din? The chiddush that if it's that you needed to be less than three tefachim, meaning what did it teach me that I didn't already know? So the Rashba and the Chidushe Haran both explain that the Bryce is coming to teach us with this first din din, with the first mida, with this first type of mechitza, that even when you have a mechitza grua, meaning each board is less than 3 tefachim, and such a mechitza is not able to be matir any pirtzos really, because it's a mechitza grua, it should not be able to cover for any pirtzos, but when it's bein kana l'kana, is less than 3 tefachim, it's considered that there are no pirtzos, meaning lavud makes it that there is no pirtza. Lavud means that it's mamish closed up. So in Achinami, certain mechitzos could cover for pirtzos. If you have, we saw, up to 4 tefachim, up until 4 amos, up until 10 amos, there are certain key numbers that you have where a certain amount of mechitza will be able to say, yeah, that's not a pirtza, it's just a pesach. When you have the whole mechitza is less than 3 tefachim, can't cover for any pirtzos. But an airspace of less than 3 tefachim is not a pirtza. That's considered to be completely closed. That's how the Rashi and the Ran explain the chiddush over here. The Ritva says, no, the chiddush is, the Brice is coming to tell me that even when there's part of Tmeruba la'omed, because bein kana l'kana, there may be, let's say, each pole is only 1 tefach wide, and bein kana l'kana is 2 tefachim of airspace. Even when it's part of Tmeruba la'omed, that's what Lavid comes to teach me, that it's mamish closed off. And therefore, it's not considered part of Mubal Omed, it's considered Kulo Omed, it's considered to be completely fenced in. So the first halacha is not going to be where we're going to get our Paritz Ke Omed Diuk from. We're not going to be able to figure out whether part, because there is no parutz in the first halacha. Everything apart, it's all lavud. It's all and whatever you have lavud, all the rishonim understand that the chiddush is that lavud makes it mamish. It's omeid mamish. It's keilu. It's literally closed off. So says the Mishnah Vayter in Kalayim. A second case. Kol shu gimel umi gimel adalid. What if the pieces of fence that you have are 3 tefachim up until 4 tefachim? So then sarich shelo yehi bein zel lazeh kimiluo. You can't have the amount of space in between them that equals the amount of space that the wall itself takes up. Kedei shelo yehi parutz ki'omed, so that you don't have parutz ki'omed. Because if you have the amount of space open that equals the amount of space closed, then you've got problems. V'im haya parutz meruba ala omed, av keneged omed aser. And if there's more pirtza than there is omed, then even the part that's across from the omed, even the vines that are growing next to the part that has wall there, is going to be aser, because that wall is not considered a wall at all. So that is case number two. What's the chiddush of case number two? So the Ritva explains that the Brice is coming to teach me in the second case that there are certain types, certain times where even the omeid becomes nifsal, where the pirtzos are so great that the omeid itself, the mechitza itself, even on the spot where you have the mechitza, won't work. If the omeid is 3 tefachim, 3 full tefachim or more up until 4, the din is that if the paritz is more than the omeid, the mechitza is going to be possible. If the paritz is ki omeid, so then subject to Rav Papa, Rav Huna Breda, Rav Yeshua. Rav Papa would hold that it's mutter, that everything is mutter, even keneged the parutz is mutter. Rav Huna would hold that everything is aser, even keneged the omeid. So we'll have to see what the diuk is from this line. This is going to be where the diuk comes from. It's not much of a diuk. It says pretty much explicitly, shelo yehei parutz ki omeid, that you can't have 50-50. So we'll get to that. But first we say halacha number 3 in the Mishnah. Kol shu dalid umearba ad eser amos. If the mechitzos take up anywhere between 4 tefachim and 10 amos, there's another girsa that some of the rishonim have over here that say kol shu hu arba umearba tefachim viad arba amos umearba viad eser amos. But the Bali Atosos point out, why would you have such a girsa? Why would you add in another? Meaning we're saying anything between 4 tefachim and 10 amos, it doesn't make sense to say between 4 tefachim and 4 amos and 4 amos and 10 amos and then say all the same halacha for all of them. So it's just 4 tefachim and 10 amos. Those who have the girsa explain, no, that the girsa is there to tell me because we know 4 amos does matter sometimes. It's defines a rishus, it defines a makom. So we're just pointing out that those are that whatever key numbers we're thinking in our mind are all included in this last category. So anywhere that's more than 4 tefachim and up until 10 amos, sarach shloye bin zelazek kimiluo shloye parutz keomed. You have to make sure that you don't have space that equals the amount open space that equals the amount of space that the walls take up, because you don't want to be left with the situation of parutz ke'omeid. That's going to be a problem if you have parutz ke'omeid. V'im haya parutz ke'omeid, and if you taka do have parutz ke'omeid, let's say you have 8 amos of wall and 8 amos of open space and 8 amos of wall and 8 amos of open space all around the whole area. So what's the halacha? Keneged ha'omeid mutter. Kineged HaParutz Aser. So the vines that are growing Kineged the Parutz, the open space, that's Kilei HaKerem. What about the stuff that's growing Kineged the walls, the eight elements of walls? That's fine, because you have a wall there. That is a perfectly valid wall in its own right. And if there's more Omid than there is Parutz, then even the part that's Kineged the Parutz is going to be Mutter. Even the part that's Kineged the open area is going to be Mutter when it's Omid Merubah al HaParutz. Nifritz HaBiyosim HaYaser Aser. Once it's more than 10 amos of pirza, then that's going to be aser. Now, what's the chiddush of the third din? So the Ritva points out, the Bryce is coming to teach us with the third din, that sometimes the pirzos are not able to be to passel the omed, no matter how big the pirzos are. Meaning, if the omed itself is such a makom chashuv, that it's more than four tfachim, so that's its own standalone mechitza. There's no way you could take away the status of mechitza from that omed, no matter how much pirtzis you have on either side of it, because that's a mechitza in its own right. So that's the chiddush of the third part. Hayusham kanim hadukranim va'osalehen peyo milamala afilu biyoser me'aser mutter. If you make a tzuras haPesach, is a fancy way of saying you make a tzuras haPesach, then even more than 10 amos is mutter. But katani mias reisha, it says in the reisha over here means the mitziasa, the middle case, migimel viadal little bavachlo yebein zelazeh. Kimiluo, we said you cannot have the same amount of space of open space that you have closed space. So we see that Paritz Ki Omed is problematic. Tiyufta de Rav Papa. So isn't this a Tiyufta on Rav Papa? So over here it's not just Kasha. It's Tiyufta on Rav Papa. We had a Kasha on Rav Huna Brei Yehoshua because it was just a Diuk. The Brisa didn't say explicitly against Rav Huna Brei Yehoshua. But over here we have Tiyufta de Rav Papa because it says explicitly that Shelo Yehei Bein Zel. You cannot have 50-50. You can't have 50% closed, 50% open. So Amalach Rav Papa, Rav Papa would respond, no. My miluo, nichnas viyotze. You know what it means, kimiluo? It means that you shouldn't have the amount of open space that you'd be able to fill that open space with the same amount of stuff that you have in the closed space, leaving wiggle room to be able to fit stuff in between. So it means you shouldn't have 51% open space and 49% closed space. So Hachinami Mistavra, and says Rav Papa, it's actually meduyuk that way in this Mishnah. Midiktani yimhaya paritz meruba ala omed af kneged omed aser. Where did it go on to say that if you have more paritz than omed, then in the second case, in the middle case where you had between three tefachim and four tefachim, if you have more paritz than omed, then even the part that's across from the wall is going to be aser. Ha ke omed mutter. Sounds like if it was paritz ke omed, then it would be fine. So shema mina. So you see that the Mishnah is actually meduyuk. According to me, says Rav Papa. So says Mara, good point. So then maybe we should say this is a tiyufta on Rav Huna Brei Yehoshua, because here you have explicitly that it says that that only if it's meruba la omed, it's the kineged omed is going to be aser. But it sounds like if it were 50-50, it would be perfectly kosher mechitza, and the entire thing would be mutter. So Amalach Rav Huna Brei Yehoshua would respond ul taimech ima seifa ima haya omed meruba la parutz af kineged parutz mutter. The seifa says that if there's more omed than there is parutz, then even the part that's parutz is mutter. What does that imply? That if it weren't more omed than parutz, but it were the same omed as parutz, then it's going to be aser. Hakip parutz aser. So you see that part of the Mishnah is meduyuk like me, says Rav Huna Brei Yehoshua. So says Gemara, so either everyone's happy or everyone's in trouble here, right? Seifa kasha the Rav Papa, Reisha kasha the Rav Huna Brei Yehoshua. The diuk and the seifa is difficult to Rav Papa, the diuk and the Reisha is difficult for Rav Huna Brei Yehoshua. So what are they going to do? So Seifa the Rav Papa lo kasha. Rav Papa is going to say, I'm not bothered by the Seifa. I did the Tana Reisha. Paritz Merubah Ala Omed, Tana Seifa, Omed Merubah Ala Paritz. Since the Reisha says Paritz Merubah Ala Omed, the Seifa says Omed Merubah Ala Paritz. But in Achinami, really the Reisha is the one that's more meduyuk, that Paritz Merubah Ala Omed is a problem, but Ki Omed is mutter. Reisha, the Rav Huna Brei Yehoshua lo kasha, and the Reisha doesn't bother Rav Huna Brei Yehoshua, because I did the body of the missing Seifa, Omed Merubah Ala Paritz. Since the Seifa wants to talk about Omed Merubah Ala Paritz, Tana Reisha Paritz Merubah Lomid. So the Reisha also mentions Paritz Merubah Lomid. So Bishlam the Rav Papa, I understand according to Rav Papa that when it's 50-50, that it's going to be Mutter Mishum Hachilo Arav Luhu Vitani Luhu. So that's why I didn't mix it all together and say it as one din. El Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua La Arvinu V'Lisninu. But according to Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, let it all say it together as follows. Kol Shu Pachos Mishlosha Ushlosha. Meaning din number one and din number two should have been mentioned together. That anything that's, anytime you have amud that's three, or less than three, or amud that's three, you have to make sure you don't have three tfachim in between. I mean, if your old paritz ki omed is a problem, so having three tfachim of airspace is not only a problem when the amudim are less than three tfachim, having three tfachim of airspace is even a problem when the amudim are exactly three tfachim, because then it would be 50-50, and that would be a problem. So why not mention that together with the reisha? If you really want to split the dinim properly, the idea of a three tefach amud should have been in category one of the Mishnah, not category two of the Mishnah. So I answer the Gemara, you're right in terms of halacha. If we were dividing the Mishnah up in terms of, give me all the halachos where it's pasul, where it's kosher, so you're right, enochinami, that should have been together. But mishum delo dami psul derech del psul de seifa. We're not grouping it based on what the halacha is. We're grouping the Mishnah based on what the conceptual idea behind the halacha is. And the reason why a three tefach opening in a case where the poles are less than three tefachim is problematic is different than the reason that a three tefach opening is problematic when the poles are exactly three tefachim. Lo dami psul dereisha psul deseifa psul dereisha kdei shlo yizdaker akdiba basachas. The reason why when the poles are less than three tefachim, that an opening of three tefachim is going to be a problem is because a small animal could fit through. Psul deseifa shlo yehi paritz keomed. But the psul when the walls are exactly three tefachim, the reason the opening is not allowed to be exactly three tefachim has nothing to do with the gediv fitting through. That's just an issue of parutz keomed. So pachos mishlosha mani rabbanan. So now says more parenthetically. Now we get off into a side discussion. Wait a second. We keep on assuming the number is three. That the magic number is three tefachim for lavud. That if you want to have an open space, you got to keep it less than three tefachim. So who's the one that holds three tefachim is the din of lavud? Pachos mishlosha mani rabbanan hi damri pachos mishlosha amrinin lavud shlosha lo amrinin lavud. It's going like the rabbanan who say that three tefachim is the sheer lavud. Ema seifa, but then the Mishnah says weiter. That when you're between three and four tefachim, so that that seems to be going like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says that up until four tefachim you have love. Because what did it say in the middle case? It says that if you have been between three and four tefachim of wall, you have to make sure that you have less than that of airspace, which means you can have up until four tefachim of airspace in between. Theoretically, you could have, let's say, 3.99 tefachim of wall and 3.98 tefachim of airspace. So apparently, we're assuming lavud up until four tefachim. So that seems to be going like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Di rabbanim yishlosh adarba'a shlosh ve'arba'a chadhu. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, three and four, once you're past lavud, it's all the same. So says the Gemara, Amar Abaye midereish rabbanon seifa nami rabbanon. No, the whole Mishnah is going like the rabbanon. That's not a problem. Mod rabbanon de kol the mishra kenegdo iika makar maba chashiv v'ilo lo chashiv. So Abaye says the entire brisa follows rabbanon. Lavud only works for open spaces up until three tefachim. But even the rabbanon would agree that a mechitza is only considered significant if it's larger than four tefachim. Meaning for the mechitza, it's a dine mechitza. It's not a din in lavud. For the mechitza itself, for the amud part to be considered chashuv enough to compensate for pirtzos, it's got to be larger than four tefachim. That's where the four tefachim comes in. Not mi dine lavud. So again, the Gemara's kasha was that the first section of the brisa implies that once a gap reaches three tefachim, we no longer apply lavud like the rabbanon. Yet it also says that the solid section of wall up until four tefachim are not considered significant, implying that four tefachim is the key to lavud. So the Gemara answers, no, four tefachim is a din of mechitza. Three tefachim is din lavud. Rava gives different terrors. Rava amar mi desefer Rav Shimon Gamliel, reish namar Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now the whole mishnah is really going like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Lavud is really four tefachim. V'chiyam Rav Shimon Gamliel amir lavud hani mili lemala. Avol mat havle kumachitza shkedim bokem ba lo amir lavud. Rava would say that everything's going like Rav Shimon Gamliel. The reisha speaks about gaps of three tefachim that are very close to the ground, where even Rav Shimon Gamliel would agree that the gap would pass the wall because it's a mechitza shagdi and boken ba. Remember, we already said that even though Rav Shimon Gamliel holds you have lavud up until four tefachim, but you can't have a mechitza that an animal could walk right through. So when you have a mechitza taluya, let's say, that's three tefachim off the ground, so that would be possible according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, because an animal could walk right under it. So when you have these gaps that are close to the ground, where an animal will be able to wiggle his way through the gap, even Rav Shimon Gamliel would be moda that that's going to be problematic. Good, that is the end of the discussion of Raya number 4. But going back to our major discussion, we're now up to the last Raya. So again, what was our discussion? Machlokas, Rav Papa, and Rav Huna ben Rav Shua, Paritz ki omed, when it's 50-50, 50% paritz, 50% omed, what is the halacha? So we had four rayas. The first raya we thought proved that against Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua, we left it as a kasha. Second and third raya got us nowhere. Fourth raya, we at times thought it was against Rav Papa, at times thought it was against Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua, but again, at the end of the day, got us nowhere. And now the fifth raya, Tashema. Tashma Raya number 5. Defanos halalu sherubam psachim v'chalonos mutter. If you have walls that are mostly openings and windows, it's mutter. Oblvachi omid murubal aparitz. As long as there's more omid than there is paritz. Wait a second. Sherubam salkadaitach? How can you have more omid than paritz and have most of it be openings and windows? Ela sheriba behen psachim v'chalonos mutter. No, what we mean to say is that even though there are lots and lots of windows and lots of openings, still it's mutter. Oblvachi omid made murubal parts. As long as there's more closed than there is open. What does that imply? Hakir parutz aser. That if we're equal, closed and open, if we're 50-50, it would be aser. Tiyufta derav papa, tiyufta. Says the Gemara, this is an unanswerable kasha. Tiyufta on Rav Papa. Vehilchasa kavase drav papa. And we paskin like Rav Papa. So frankly, Gemara, tiyufta vehilchasa? We got us so excited there. Tiyufta, tiyufta, the double osh of tiyufta. Right? That's what Rashbam writes in Mab Basra. When you have a double osh of tiyufta, then there's no answer. When it's a single osh of tiyufta, there's some type of answer. Double osh of tiyufta, it's checkmate. And what do we say? The halach is like Rav Papa anyway. How could that be? Say in, mishum didaika masnisin kavase ditran, lo yipirtsas yiseris albinyin, hakabinyin mutter. Because the Mishnah works out much more precisely according to Rav Papa, say Nechinami. This Brisa, you have a stark Araya against Rav Papa from this Brisa. This Brisa is going against Rav Papa, but it must have been a Machlokas Tanaim because our Mishnah seems to fit much better like Rav Papa, and therefore Tiyufta to Rav Papa, Tiyufta is an appropriate Lashon in the sense that not that we're proving that Rav Papa is wrong, but we're proving that Rav Papa is against this Brisa. Say Nechinami, you have proven conclusively that Rav Papa is against this Brisa, but the Halach is still going to follow Rav Papa because the Mishnah is more Meduyak according to Rav Papa. So all the Rishonim asked the Kasha, Tosos over here, and all the other Rishonim asked the Kasha, that we have another sugya about Paritz Ke Omed, and that is not in Dine Mechitza, but in Dine Shechita. The Gemara talks about in Maseches Fulin that when you shecht an animal, you have to shecht rov simanim. You have to shecht most of the pipe. So what if you shecht exactly 50-50? Very hard to tell when you open it up to look to see if it's exactly 50-50 on the from the neck of the animal. But nevertheless, the Gemara over there, by Shabbos, seems to say, like Rav Papa, concludes clearly that we pass on like Rav Papa, parts ka'omid is mutter. In Chulin Chavtas Amid Alf, by Shechitas Chatzei HaSimanim, the Gemara comes to the conclusion that everyone agrees, Mechzal Mechza is not Kirov, it's Aser. When it's Mechzal Mechza. So why over here is Mechzal Mechza good, over there Mechzal al Mechza bad? So Tosus over here in Dibra Maskel V'Hilchasa and Tosus in Chul and Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph also give the same answer, that maybe you could be Mechalik between our sugi, which deals with Dine Mechitzos, where you could say the Din of Paritz Ka'omid is Mutter, and the sugi of Chulin, which deals with Isser and Tumah, that maybe Dine Mechitzos follow different rules than Isser and Tumah. That Mechzal Mechza by Isser and by Tumah is going to be different. Why? Okay, you have to say different areas of halacha, whatever the halacha l'moshe misinai is by mechitzos doesn't necessarily have a bearing on what the halacha is going to be Yisra and Tumah, but it doesn't really give much of a svara why they should be different, what the fundamental underlying difference should necessarily be. So other Rishonim try to work on that. Some of the Rishonim suggest the Rashba, the Ritva, Chidush Aran, quote, there are those Rishonim that suggest that there is a difference between Shechita, which is totally in the Yitzias Chiyus HaBehema, when the animal loses its life. So it's mistaver that we're going to go l'chumra, that we're going to say that we assume the animal only loses its life when Yitaka have a rove, as opposed to by Dine Mechitzos, where it's more mistaver to go l'kula. However, Tosfos Chulin says you shouldn't make such a chiluk, because in Chulin itself, the Gemara equates the sheer shchita to the sheer shvira of a tanur, to make the tanur tahar from being tame. And over there also, it's mistaver to say by the tanur that that should be more like a din of Mechitza, and yet the Gemara does equate the two over there. So that teretz the Rishonim aren't so thrilled with. Another teretz the Rashba quotes, it says, according to the Ravid, that Midar Raisa, even Paretz Meruba Ala Omed is kosher, that this whole din is all a din Midrabanun, that Paretz Ke Omed is, that Paretz Meruba Ala Omed is a problem, is only din Drabanun, and therefore we're makel in Dine Mechitza by when it's 50-50. So when Rav Papa says that the Halacha is Lo Tifrot Ruba, when Rav Papa said at the beginning of the Sugya, the Halacha L'Moshe Misina, it must have been, that don't have appearance of Ruba, he means Xer Drabanun. That's the Shitas HaRavid, that he doesn't really mean this Ravid is quoted in the Rashba and Tesvavim Beis, that he doesn't really mean halach l'moshim sin, he means a din d'rabbanon. So then you understand very well the difference between mechitza and shechita, because you could say dafkalini mechitzos, which the whole din is only d'rabbanon, we're able to go l'kula, and we could say parts komin is mutter, but by din is shechita, the din that you need rov by shechita, that's a din d'araisa, that's not a din d'rabbanon. So by shechita, which is din d'araisa, you're going to go l'chumra. So that would work out very well. Other terutzim that I found interesting is the Tosa Rush quotes from Rabbeinu Meir, that really the Omeid is always more chashuv than the Paretz. So he says, if you look at it from that perspective, it makes plenty of sense. By Mechitzos, the Omeid is the Matir. Right, the Omeid is what's matir the area. The Omeid is always more chashuv than the Paretz, meaning if all else is even, Omeid wins. So okay, so good. So you have a good mechitza. By shchita, the Omeid is more chashuv than the Paretz, right? What's matir the animal? The Paretz is what's matir the animal. It's the slice that's matir the animal. So the Paretz is, so the Omeid is more chashuv, so the Paretz loses. And therefore the animal remains not kosher if it's 50-50. It's a very mistaver kind of teretz. The Chidushei Gor Aryeh also has a very mistaver teretz. He says that whenever you need a maisa, to be matir something, like by shechita, you need to shecht the simanim. So that's when we say that you have to do a maisa on rov, that if you didn't shecht, rov the simanim, then it's not called that you did a full maisa shechita. So metzal metz is not considered like a rov. But by mechitzos, you need a mechitza to be mavdil, that it shouldn't be a makom parutz, but it's not a din in a maisa, that you need a maisa building or anything like that. So once the Torah says, lo tifrot ruba, metzal metz is already not considered to be parutz ruba, and therefore parutz ka'omed is going to be mutter. Those are some of the answers that the Rishonim have over here in figuring out why there should be a difference between Shechita and Mechitza. Okay, weiter, next Mishnah. Makifin shlosha chavalim zelam alam izeh, vizelam alam izeh, ubavach liu bein chaval chavero shlosha tfachim. You could set up ropes, one on top of the other, to form a mechitza. That is, even though these ropes themselves are fairly narrow, they're not, they certainly are less than three tfachim themselves, but as long as you leave airspace of less than three tfachim in between them, so it's going to be lovin', and that will make a mechitza, like people do with their sukkahs sometimes, if they're worried that the canvas is going to blow too much one direction or the other, they'll set up lovin' straps around, all within three tefachim of each other, and that's fine, that's a mechitza. Shir chavalim va'ovyon yasral tefach, kedei sheyehei hakol asar tefachim. It's just that if you can have three ropes, and you can have three areas of less than three tefachim in between the ropes, so you need to make sure that the ropes themselves make up the ropes themselves equal more a little more than a tefach, so that the full height of this mechitza that's relying on lavud will be ten tefachim. You just have to make sure you're ten tefachim off the ground. Makifin b'kach, similar to setting up ropes around the mechitza, you could also set up poles standing vertically. In addition to the horizontal ropes, which we discussed can work as a mechitza, vertical poles can also work as a mechitza. Again, as long as you don't have three tvachim of space in between the various vertical poles. The shayara dibru divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, but all of that is only when you have a shayara. If you don't have a shayara, so then it's no good. Shayarim. What is a Shayarim mean? It means at least three people. It means they have a group that's traveling together. You're not just doing it for yourself. The Chamram lo dibru b'Shayar el Bahova. The Chamram say, no, we always just speak about Shayara because that's when you're setting up makeshift things, when you're at home, so you have more permanent structures that you have set up. It's b'Shayara is the most common case where you need a makeshift mechitza, but it's lav dafka about a Shayara. Kol mechitza sheinu shel shasi v'shal arev, eina mechitza div Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. V'chom mam mechon mishne dvarim. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says any mechitza that's not both shasi and arev is not going to be a mechitza. A wall must have vertical and horizontal components. It can't have purely vertical or purely horizontal components like the Tanakhama says. And then the end of the Mishnah, the Chum say, no, echon mishne dvarim. The second group of Chum hold could be either vertical or horizontal. In tomorrow's daf, we're going to have to explain the difference between this chacham and the Tanakhama of the Mishnah. Tanakhama of the Mishnah already said vertical works as long as they're within three tefachim, horizontal works as long as they're within three tefachim. So what are the Chacham saying different? We'll get to that by Ezra's Hashem in tomorrow's daf. Says the Gemara, Amrav Amnuna Amrav, Harei Amru Omid Merubah Al-Paritz B'Shasi Havi Omid. That when you have Omid Merubah Al-Paritz by Shasi, it's considered to be Omid. Meaning that that we said as long as it's less than three tefachim of Pirtza, I'm sorry, that when it's Omid Merubah Al-Paritz, when you have more Omid than you have Paritz, so then that's great. What would be the din by Arev? Meaning, a wall made of only horizontal parts can be valid with Omen Rubal parts if most of it is walled, but a minority of large horizontal gaps, what would be the what would the halacha be when, let's say this again. He asked the following shayla, can a wall made of only horizontal parts be a valid wall when it's omen rubal of parts, most of it is walled, and a minority of it has large horizontal gaps? Is that good enough? Horizontal gaps, can they be large when you have omid merubah l'paritz? So says the Gemara, Amar Abayi Tashma. So Abayi will suggest, so first of all, the Gemara is going to try to figure out three suggestions, what case he was talking about, what was he asking about. So Amar Abayi Tashma, Shir Chavolim Va'ovin Yasser Al Tefach, Shir HaKol Asar Tefachim. That the Mishnah had said that the shear of the ropes has to be, the thickness of the ropes themselves has to be a little more than a tefach, so that in total it could equal 10 tefachim. V'yisa, l'amali yeser al tefach, v'yavad pachos mishlosha v'chevel mashu, pachos mishlosha v'chevel mashu, pachos mi'arba v'chevel mashu. So Abayi suggests, why don't we say that we're talking about placing two thin ropes within three tefachim each other, and a third thin rope within four tefachim of the others, and that way you'll be mashlim the shear of 10 tefachim without having actual thickness to the rope that equals more than a tefach. So why don't we assume that maybe that's the shayla? So v'tizbra haipachos me'arba heichamokim lei. Says the Gemara, no, because that could never work. Where would the gap of a little less than four tefachim fit? Imokim lei tasayi havleke mechitzah shagadim bokim ba. If that's the bottom gap closest to the ground, well then animals could fit right through. Imokim lei ilayi asyavir dahaygis vahaygisim vatale. If you put the gap of four tefachim on the top, so then the airspace above the top rope is to infinity, to all the way to the sky, and the airspace under the top rope of four tefachim should be mevatel that top rope. Imokim le b'mitzi, if you want the gap of a little less than four tefachim to be the middle gap, so that the gap on the top is less than three tefachim, the gap on the bottom is less than three tefachim, and those are considered totally closed because those are lavud, that's not considered a gap at all. So it's only the middle area that's less than four tefachim that's considered a gap. So havli omid murbal parts mishtei ruchos, then it's omid murbal parts mishtei ruchos, that's vaday okay. So what's the issue? Then it's nothing to talk about, because remember, lavud makes it omid mamish, it's mamish like it's closed off. When it's more than three tefachim, less than four tefachim, then you're dealing with a pirtza that is workable, that if you have omid murbal parts from two sides, that could be matir such a pirtza. So sham mino omid murbal parts mishtei ruchos havi omid. So you see from there is omid murbal parts from shtei ruchos is considered omid, meaning that would be a raya. Ella says Rav Hamnuna, Hachi Kami Baile. Rav Hamnuna was bothered by the following. You have a mat that's 7 tefachim long, v'chakak ba gimel, and you hollow out an area in the mat that you cut out 3 tefachim, v'shavak ba dalet u'mashuhu, v'ukmi b'pachos mi gimel, and you take the area that's 4 in a mashu that's left, and you put that, meaning there's 4 in a mashu left that's still closed off in that mat, and you put it within 3 tefachim of the ground. So Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says, no, that's not the case. The case is, he was asking about a mechitza Tuluya. So Kidabay Mine Rav Tavla Mirav, Machitza Tuluya, Masha Tati Brachurba. Can you have a Machitza Tuluya, let's say a 10 tefach tall partition, just happens to be suspended above the ground. So just like we asked, can it be Mati Brachurba? That's what we were asking about. Armalay ain Machitza Tuluya Mataras al Bamayim, Kalusha Kilcham Bamayim. And Machitza Tuluya, we said, is only Matir by Mayim. So those are three possibilities, what Rav Amrun was talking about. There was a Abaye's possibility, which he rejected. Then we suggested the possibility that it's a mat that's more than 7 tefachim, was cut in such a way that there are 4 solid tefachim of mat connected to 3 tefachim of space with a tiny segment of mat on the other side of that airspace, and the mat was placed within 3 tefachim of the ground. And then you have Ravashi's suggestion that it was all about a mechitza tliya. Makivin bekanim. So says Gemara b'sheyare in biyachid lo v'atayin rebidom rekal mechitza shabbos lo yitiru the yachid yosim beis hasayim. So wait a second. How can you? We said makivin bekanim. Inferior mechitzos made of only horizontal and vertical parts. So the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda holds only a caravan can rely on them, but not an individual. An individual cannot rely on them. But we said, Kol mechitzos Shabbos l'tiru liyachid yosim beis hasayim. Mechitzos of Shabbos you're allowed to rely on up until a beis hasayim. So Kedam Rav Nachman litin Rav Bibarbay lo nitzchay litin lahen kol tzarchan. Hachanami litin lahen kol tzarchan. The reason you need a shayara over here, and that we don't rely. I mean, the kasha is, we said even a yachid can rely on these types of mechitzos up until beis hasayim. So saying no, the reason we needed to say a shayara and not a yachid is to give you more than just base asayim, to give you the entire area. Where was the original statement made? You need vertical and horizontal. The only difference between yachid and a rabbim is how much area you give them, but even a yachid is allowed to rely on these lesser mechitzos. That everyone's allowed to use whatever space they need, as long as you don't have two base asayim of open space. Again, the point of the shayara is to give a maximum amount of space. That the strict opinions of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda mentioned our Mishnah just mean to say we won't allow these walls to be used for whatever size of land one wants, but for a more limited basis, we do allow them. Okay.